Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Wildflower Hill, written by Kimberly Freeman and read by Caroline Lee. Beatty woke in the grainy pre-dawn light and wondered for a moment where she was. Then she remembered. The threadbare sheets, the smell of old tobacco smoke in the curtains and rugs. She was in the only hotel in Hobart that would accept a white woman staying with a black man. And she was still trapped in the nightmare of Lucy's disappearance. She rolled over and saw that Charlie was already awake, looking at her with his soft eyes. "How long have you been awake?" she asked. "About an hour," he said. "I wanted to be right here when you woke up. When you remembered." She smiled weakly. The previous day had been a long blur of running around, asking questions of neighbours, the local pastor at Henry and Molly's church, Henry's employee, Molly's friend from Fitzgerald's. She and Charlie had dashed all over Hobart, asking questions and getting no answers. Most people knew nothing at all. Pastor Gibbons said they had simply stopped coming to church. Some knew a little, but it was all the same information. They had talked of going north. Nobody knew how far or where. But they were all very surprised to hear that Beatty was Lucy's mother. In fact, she suspected some of them didn't believe her at all. Finally, Charlie had tried to convince her to go home, but she had refused to leave town without her daughter. Foolish, of course. Her daughter was probably nowhere in Hobart. They had tracked about in the freezing evening air looking for a hotel, then fallen into exhausted sleep. Now, Beatty was faced with the decision about what to do next. "You'll be better off at home, Beatty," Charlie said, climbing out of bed and pulling on his denim pants. "We've done everything we can here." "This is my fault," she said, lying on her back and putting her arm over her eyes. Her heart thudded heavily under her ribs. "If I had just talked to them about custody, rather than taking them to court." Charlie slipped on his shirt and came to sit on the bed, deftly buttoning it up. "You said yourself that Henry was prepared to get a lawyer first." "I just want to know she's all right." "Of course she's all right. They dote on her. They're not going to hurt her." Beatty took small comfort in this, but couldn't articulate to Charlie how lost she felt, not knowing where Lucy was, not knowing when she would hold her again. She tried to stop herself from crying, but it was impossible.